This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven past the hour, you're listening to the theme for the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here happily with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, at talkers.com. There's Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the things. It's kind of like the New York Times of the talk world. All the things that are fit to hear, you can hear about them at talkers.com website. Talk. Lots of talk. Lots of issues. Lots of things. And so the folks at Talkers, Michael and his staff, go through by listening to a lot of talk radio programs on great stations with good hosts to come up with the relevancy of issues that are serious on the News Talk radio station. So we have the top 10. Michael's going to go through those, and then we'll listen to his list of people that are a part of some of these stories. And sometimes people that that stem conversation in different directions than from the main stories. So, Michael, I'm glad to have you here.
Yeah.
Are you okay? You've been traveling a lot this
week. Traveling,
right?
Back in New England. Back in New England, getting ready for a snowstorm and all that stuff. And
happy 1st of April. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what happens. You're a New Englander for much of the time, and when you think you're out of a mild winter, it socks you.
Yep.
There's no
at least
thing.
You have the good sense to go to. You have balance. You live in one of the craziest states politically in the country, but then you go to Florida, and that maybe stabilizes you. I don't do that. I go to California. I don't know which is crazier. I'm beginning to think California is crazier than Massachusetts.
Oh, I think both Massachusetts and Florida have their degree of relative extremes.
Mm-hmm.
I like both. Because you know me, I stay out of all that stuff.
I know you do.
I go to the beach or I take a walk through the forest.
See, I can't see you at all on the beach. Anyone I can see me, I'm not a beach person at all. I like the warm weather, I want the sun, love the water. But to walk on the beach is just...
Oh, I'm not a beach sitter. I never go to pools. I never sit around a pool. I never go in water. I never go in a pool or in the ocean. But I like walking on the beach.
You do?
I like walking on the beach, and I like looking at the beach. I am not.
Oh, that's peaceful. Being on the water is marvelous.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
that. But I'm not somebody who would lie on a blanket for hours. That I don't understand. Well, I mean, I understand it. I just, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, to each his own. But I like being near the beach. The beach is important to me. Oceans, you know, waterways are nice.
Yeah, look at the value of the places. For about 10 years, I've had two homes in Santa Monica, either on the beach or a stone's throw away from the beach, a block from the beach. And it's been one of the most wonderful things about my existence. It's just a fabulous thing. And look at all the people that go to the Cape or all along the shoreline of New Jersey, or down in the Carolinas, wherever you go, wherever there's beachfront property, it's a premium.
So how come you don't like to walk on the beach? I don't understand.
I used to love to walk on the beach when I had Charlotte, my bulldog. I don't really care to do it on my own. If I had somebody in my life who liked to be on the beach or be somewhere where we could be close to the beach, take a walk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that'd be cool.
You know what you need, Doug? You know what you need? You need a new dog. You have to have another dog.
Well, we've shared a dog for a couple of years. We found a dog in New York at one of the kill centers, and she's really quite a good dog. I've quite taken to her. She's not Charlotte. I don't think it's kind of like having a man or a woman or a relationship. You're not going to have the same relationship with all of the people that are in your life. And the same is true with a dog. And I tend to, at least at this point, I'm still attached to Charlotte enough so that I don't feel comfortable. Although I did say to one of my colleagues, Victoria Keelan, who brought to my attention the story of a dog in Tulsa a bulldog who was found on the streets wandering, and they were looking for a home. Usually bulldogs can find a home pretty quickly, but as I watch around for those things, if it looked like there was jeopardy for this dog and it was going to be that he was going to be put to sleep, I would probably go get him. And whether I'd keep him or not, but I would not allow anything to happen to him. And
so you have an affinity for bulldogs.
I do. Well, I haven't. I never did. But until Charlotte came into my life, and when Charlotte came into my life, as a matter of fact, this isn't getting to the countdown, but I'll tell you something that I don't think you and I have ever talked about. Charlotte, you met Charlotte, I think, on
many times. I like Charlotte. What a great disposition, a sweet dog.
She's fabulous. I even brought her to a couple of Dockers conferences.
Right.
Charlotte was the result of me and karma. I said to my son, who was in college at Trinity in Connecticut at the time, he had a friend who had a bulldog, and he wanted to get a bulldog. He said, "Dad, can I get a bulldog?" And I said, "Brennan, what do you want to... They're stupid. They slobber everywhere. They make messes. They get gas. They don't live very long. Why would you want to have a bulldog?" So he got Charlotte, and Charlotte was so close to me. She originally was Brendan's dog, but she and I got to be so close that Brendan gave her to me. So she had more of an impact on my life, Michael, than...
Did she have
most
gas?
Other beings other than my children.
Did she have gas, and was she stupid and slobber? I know
she was
slobber.
The smartest being. You couldn't imagine how smart and savvy she was.
Wow.
She wasn't sloppy or slow. She used to eat fast to make a lot of noise. Wow. Did she have gas? Yes.
Wow. you know why it's good to have a dog that has gas?
Why?
You can blame the dog.
Yes! Perfect! Why didn't I think of that? That's why I've been by myself and nobody's around. I can't blame it on Charlotte anymore.
We have time for the survey, or do you want to do a break?
Let's pause for a moment, and we'll get to the reason we're actually here. Not to talk about dogs and gas, but we'll talk about the top 10 stories of the week, charts for the week of March 27th to the 31st, and also the people that are on the list, with Michael in the focus and spotlight. As we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Review,
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Here's BehindTheBuy.com's 2017 product tips for your springtime activities. Now's the time to get your financial life on track, especially with the tax deadline approaching. From now through April 18th, Office Depot, Office Max Stores, and OfficeDepot.com are offering $35 off Quicken Deluxe, Premier Home and Business, and Quicken for Mac 2017 with the purchase of TurboTax. Zeiss's drive-safe lenses make driving safer and provide better vision by reducing night glare from oncoming cars with Zeiss's DuraVision drive-safe anti-reflective coating. A progressive lens design provides a 43% larger viewing area for more accurate vision and faster refocusing between the road and your dashboard. Spring is the perfect subject for photography. Loaded with 24.2 megapixel sensor, Digic 7 processor, and dual pixel autofocus makes Canon's EOS M5 camera the perfect choice to capture brilliant seasonal images and videos. Wireless connectivity allows instant sharing of your favorite moments. In Cifio's design series, Spring Collection features translucent and shimmering metallic cases with seasonal and floral prints to complement your warm weather wardrobe. Each smartphone case has raised edges and scratch-resistant coating. They're for iPhone 6S through 7 Plus and Samsung's Galaxy S7 and Edge devices. American Standard's ActiClean toilet is the world's first self-cleaning toilet. With a touch of a button, the powerful Vormax flush technology and its integrated self-cleaning system cleans the bowl better than any conventional toilet. It combines two cleaning cycle options and EverClean finish to inhibit stains and odors. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
All right, 16 past the hour. This portion of the Talk Radio Countdown Show brought to you in part by the folks that make Superbeats. You know, I haven't really talked to you about Superbeats, but this is something that most of the Talk Radio programs that you listen to, the hosts talk about Superbeats because it has a dietary nitrate composition to it that opens up healthy circulation. Your arteries open up. because of the nitrate that is the third most important gas in your body. You're talking about gas. Mm. And maybe that's what brought me around to talking about this. This is the good gas. Nitric oxide, which when getting into your system, opens up your arteries, gets the blood to flow everywhere, the microvessels, everything is serviced. It goes to your muscles, to your brain. And it is a complete conversion of an object into a result. Healthy circulation, the result of using Superbeats. Healthy blood pressure levels, the result of using Superbeats. So if you're in your 40s and beyond, you want to keep blood pressure where it is. This is the all-natural approach. And as I, as I said, you'll hear this spot with hosts all around the country endorsing, using it. I use it. I should probably send some to you, Michael.
Yeah, I could use something to get me going.
Well, it's all about, you know, it's there are lots of ways of doing it. This is a lot better than coffee and caffeine.
Can I say something to encourage people to support this product?
You certainly may.
I have asked Doug privately, and this is the truth. I've asked Doug privately, hey, this Superbeats stuff, does it really work? Come on, tell me the truth. And he said, absolutely, it works.
It does.
It's a product that I'm really proud to endorse.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
And that conversation happened recently, didn't it?
Yes. Okay. As a matter of fact, it happened when I was talking to you in Florida. Yeah, right. All right. So a 30-day supply of regular Superbeats comes free when you sign up for your first shipment. It comes with a book called Beat the Odds, which tells the whole story of beats in your system. Free shipping as well. 800-655-4183 to order it. Or you can go online, order at DougLikesBeats.com. 800-655-4183 for Superbeats, or order them online. DougLikesBeats.com. Pretty soon we'll get MichaelLikesBeats.com. All right, let's go through the stories, Michael. This is way overdue. The top 10 items, according to the research of Talkers Magazine this week.
All right. At number 10, we have National Basketball Association action, but that's been eclipsed by NCAA Final Four action.
Do you have a bracket? Do you care about this?
No, I don't do that. I don't know enough about college basketball.
Yeah.
Right now I'm watching some of my favorite teams vying for the championship in the NBA, the Celtics, mm-hmm. the Spurs.
Well,
the
exciting thing this week is baseball gets started.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the beginning of a long road too.
Right.
But the March Madness is where much of the basketball discussion is, and in the NFL, which is a year-round sport at this point in terms of on and off the field, the Oakland Raiders are moving to Las Vegas, which is fascinating unto itself, with all kinds of intrigue. For a long time, the NFL tried to avoid having any team in Las Vegas because of the connection to gambling. But right now, Vegas is more of an entertainment center than necessarily having a monopoly on gambling and whatever. At number 9, another fabulous story of interest, the Copple Hannity exchange last week. And also a media-related subject, Tommy Lahren and The Blaze have split.
That's a whole can of worms. The Blaze is falling apart. Let's talk about that in a few minutes. Why don't you just go through the list?
Okay, we'll go through fast now. Ivanka Trump's White House role and the Gorsuch nomination are at 8. At number 7, Britain begins the EU exit. That's big stuff. The North Carolina bathroom bill repeal is at number 6. At number 5, a bill to overturn the FCC's internet privacy policy. That's important. At number 4, the sanctuary cities and immigration deportation policy. At number 3, the Trump travel ban status. At number 2, the GOP health care overhaul. And number 1, the Trump campaign and its connection to Russia being investigated. And the news just comes a mile a minute. These are different times than we've ever experienced. Real quick, the people.
We don't have time. Tommy, hold on. Hold the people till we have a pause here for a couple of important announcements from your local stations carrying this program, and then we'll come back. Michael will go through the people list. We'll try to pull out 3 or 4 of the names and discuss what's important about them on this week's Talk Radio Review. Yes, hot hits in Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 21 after the hour.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 and change past the hour. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review. We've had a couple of stories and sidebars here as we get through the action on the top stories. Michael's gone through those. We'll go back to some of them and get Michael's input on these things. But first, let's go through the top 10 people discussed this week in the News Talk Radio circuit.
Yeah, at number 10, we have the Blaze people. We have Tommy Loren and Glenn Beck. We have Sean Hannity and Ted Koppel at a tie at number 9. Number 8, Ivanka. At number 7, Neil Gorsuch. Tom Price at 6. Number 5, Jeff Sessions. Number 4, Devin Nunes. Number 3, Vladimir Putin. Paul Ryan is at 2. And, of course, Donald Trump is at number 1. You may notice there's no Barack Obama on the top 10 this week,
right,
which marks his first departure in a while.
Yeah.
And he'll be back.
All right. So let's go to some of the things that are in the analysis at Talkers Magazine this week, things that you've seen and heard. Glenn Beck, there are a couple of hosts that are in the list this week. Glenn is one of them. This is from the Don't Speak Ill of the Dead department, even though Glenn's not. I don't mean to imply that. But the Blaze and his career, I remember the first time I actually ever met Glenn was at a Talkers conference in New York. And it was probably, I was on a panel, and I was looking out at the crowd. I don't know that you'd remember this. I remember vividly. He had a couple of his producers with him, one of the guys that became actually president of his company quite a long time. Big, tall, heavyset guy. I can't remember his name. And I was talking, somehow or other, in the panel that I was on, I was talking about people who had something to say. And I looked at Glenn, and I paid him what, for me, was a supreme compliment. I thought that he was very clever, very creative, very smart in how he was approaching his career on the radio, not only what he was saying, but being an independent sort of producer like I am, and then he got into the Premiere world and into Fox, but then he went back to his own business, which for a while was hugely successful. And then I don't know what has happened, Michael. It seems to be melting a little bit. What's your gut tell you about Glenn Beck and his success?
I think Glenn Beck is still successful. I just think he may, I don't know for sure because I haven't seen his books, he may have reached beyond his grasp in terms of building a company,
yeah.
And now he may be retrenching because times are different and his career is different. So if he had just, you know, remained as a non-business, you know, entrepreneur person and just had a job as a talk show host, he'd probably still be going along very strong. So I think most of his problems came from building a business too fast, too big. If he has a problem at all. I say that because I don't believe anything I hear about Glenn Beck, because I categorize him as a performance artist. I think that most of what he does is a contrivance for the sake of entertaining, for the sake of stimulating, for the sake of getting attention. That is not a put-down. That is just an observation from a professional perspective.
How is that different than many of the other people who are doing talk radio programs, whether it be Sean Hannity or Brian Kilmeade or Dana Loesch or me
most
or
other
whoever.
Most other talk show hosts are not as dynamic in the swings of their image from year to year and from decade to decade. Most of them evolve in a smooth, gradual fashion. Mm-hmm. This guy turns on a dime and changes his whole image, changes his act, does some outrageous things. As I said, he's a performance artist. I think he's a method actor. Yeah. I think he's in a category of his own.
Isn't that interesting? That's that's a clever way of putting it. All right, so that's what's going on with Glenn Beck. In a moment, some news about Sean Hannity from Michael as to how he will play into this year's Talkers Convention in June. Also, he and Ted Koppel have an interesting exchange, and that's part of our focus here on the Talk Radio Review as we continue. It's now 28 minutes past the hour.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
All right, talk radio is the focus of our hours together with Michael Harrison, an hour every week, reviewing the thoughts that a lot of talk radio personalities have had about the stories of the week, the talk on stations. This is an analysis from Michael's point of view and his articles that are in Talkers. The whole focus on this fascinating business and the ratings for talk radio seem to have come back into the fold. I suppose we can thank Donald Trump in part for that. Plus, I think there's some really good, talented people who are dealing with the issues, making them amusing, entertaining, thoughtful, provocative. Sean Hannity is one of those people. I have great regard for him. That doesn't mean I have to... people say, I don't listen to Sean Hannity. I don't know that I listen to him. I just like him. He's done a lot for our business. He's done a lot for himself. He's very smart. And I thought it was interesting. I'm just going to pass along this comment, and then we'll get to Sean and Ted Koppel. A fellow out in Montana just sent me a note. Says he likes listening to our repartee. We obviously have regard for one another, so he says. The guy's name is Ted at this station. He thinks that you and I are a good pair, Michael. Isn't that interesting? It's always nice to hear that. Thank you very much. Doug at DougStephan.com is the email address. It's just good to have.
No, I know you're a long time. We've been through a lot.
Yes, we have.
But that kind of ties back into what you were saying before, that you like Sean Hannity even though you don't really listen to him.
Yeah.
One of the pros and cons, one of the assets and negatives of our commenting on these people is that we know a lot of them personally.
Yeah.
And we know them behind the scenes. And you and I have talked about this before. In that capacity, we do know that in some cases, some of the nicest people have kind of nasty images.
A different shtick on the air. They have a shtick.
Or they politically, this is the problem with politics. The problem with politics is when that's the only lens you look at another human being through, and you judge them by that, that really can belie their true nature in terms of what you could enjoy about knowing them or admire in them as a human being. When all you're about is politics, or that's the only angle you have, it creates a distorted view.
Yeah.
And Sean Hannity, you know, some of his politics, I could see where people are put off by it.
Yeah,
and I don't agree with much of what he says, but I admire him as a player in the business. And
he is. He's a very good performer.
Right, and as a person, he's an extremely
very good guy.
Kind and generous person.
He's a wonderful guy.
So, let's talk about the same thing with his former partner, Alan Colmes.
Yep, absolutely. The two of men, they were good friends.
Yes.
Through all of this. That's the other thing.
So we have Hannity and Koppel last week on the Sunday morning news show on CBS. Koppel told Hannity that he thinks he's bad for America. that opinion.
What an arrogant point of view. Isn't that amazing that people.
Yeah.
He's bad for America. How do you define that?
Well, Koppel basically took, this reminds me of the old arguments we had back in the early 90s when talk radio was rising.
When Gloria Allred would get to the...
And people considered anybody who's conservative hate speech, and it was.
Well, some of it, if you go to Michael Savage and what some of the stuff he used to pull, it was.
Yeah, but you hear a lot of hate speech on the left too.
Yeah.
You hear, and I don't know what hate speech means. I'm a First Amendment supporter, and sometimes the First Amendment isn't always polite. It isn't always tidy, and democracy isn't always tidy.
Yeah,
and I do not like the war that's going on right now between the administration. And Trump and the press. I don't
agreed.
Like it. However, it's healthy. It's not nice,
right.
And it's dangerous.
It's uncomfortable. It's
uncomfortable.
We're ill at ease with it. And thanks to Ivanka, she's calming her father down a little bit. But the other side of it is that he has a he just needs to, for whatever the reason, his personality is such that he needs to. Yeah, I think he was bullied as a kid somehow and doesn't like to be bullied or pushed around.
I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, for people that like what Trump stands for, people that want him to make a difference, for people who want him to keep his promises, whether you agree with them or not, he has got to be very frustrating because he shoots himself in the foot constantly.
Yeah, all the time.
Let's face it. That's, you know, even the conservatives are having a problem with him.
Well,
it's his demeanor. It's his, you know, Hillary was right. Maybe he doesn't have the temperament to be president.
All right, so you want to hear the quote of the week?
Yeah.
All right. George Bush.
Yes.
did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Does that scare you?
It's great.
Think about George W. Bush.
Right. Okay. So here's the picture. For those of you who have not heard this, I'll paraphrase it.
Maybe
you can be more clever than I can. There's a TV show that's named for the word... And I use the word on the air. You're not supposed to use it, but it's a very colorful word. So George Bush is at the inauguration, and everybody got a chuckle out of him trying to put that parka on, and he finally gave up. And he's got that pixie sort of smile now. He's so relaxed, he doesn't give a damn about anything. He's having a great life. So he's at the inauguration. He sits next to Hillary Clinton's on one side of him, and his wife's on the other side, and Cheney's behind him, and a bunch of other characters.
They're all buddies.
They're all buddies, yeah. I mean, now Clinton and Cheney, Bush and Cheney are talking to each other. They haven't for a long time. So they get up, and George Bush looks at Hillary, and then he looks at his wife and says, "That was some weird and people have now retweeted that. Hillary obviously wasn't going to do it, and neither was his wife. But it was really to look at the expression on his face and to know how he would say that. And, you know, we all were kind of thinking the same thing, but there he is saying it, and now it's sort of all over the place on social media. But
if George W. Bush thinks it's weird shaving cream, then you can be sure it is. George W. Bush, come on. I mean, some people think he was the worst president that ever lived.
Yeah, well, he was pretty close. But good human being. Remember when he came to the Talkers Convention before he was elected president? Ellen Ratner somehow or other got him to come.
Actually, it was Blanquita Cullum.
Was it Blanquita? Okay.
Yeah.
Got him to come. And he was warm, friendly, I was never a fan of his. I wasn't voting for him then. I didn't vote for him at all. But he was a character, and he was, there was a warmth. It's sort of like Sean. We're talking about Sean Hannity. As a person, Bush is likable. I'll tell you, Bill Clinton, one of the friendly, nicest I, in the four or five times I was around him, you were around him too. You did a, I remember seeing the picture of you walking down the steps.
Oh, yeah,
at
no,
the Capitol.
I spent a lot of time with Clinton.
Yeah.
But politicians are supposed to be likable. They're supposed to be friendly. I mean, yeah. One of the things that people who know Donald Trump personally tell me all the time is that when you're with this guy as a friend, when you're with this guy personally, he's one of the warmest, nicest people you'll ever meet.
Yes, I hear that too. Yeah.
So, I mean, but people used to say Dan Quayle was stupid. I met Dan Quayle. He was very smart. People used to say George W. Bush was a dullard. When we met Bush at that event, he did not seem stupid at all.
But I remember I introduced you. I don't know if you remember this or not. I was sitting with Dan Quayle next to him, and I had to introduce him. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And he was cold as ice and distant, not friendly, not pleasant, not someone that I cared to spend much time with. He was very smart, however, and that was the news media tried to play him out like a dummy. He was anything but a dummy. Friendly and warm, no. Smart, very.
A lot of it comes down to how you come across on television.
Yep.
Television is an unforgiving medium, and it also distorts.
Yeah.
I think people come across much more accurately to their intelligence and their personality on radio than they do on
television. It's hard to hide it because you've got so much airtime, you can't hide who you are.
But also, you're not distracted by, you know, the deer in the headlights, eyes, the smirk. Although picture says 1,000 words, I mean, media theorists have argued this for years, you know, as to the different ways in which the human brain receives input either through the eye or through the ear.
Yeah.
But TV, I think, was the undoing for a lot of these guys.
I think you're right.
TV was the undoing for Nixon.
Yeah. Wasn't it, though?
But, I mean, Nixon was his own undoing. But he was
his own worst enemy.
But Nixon was on paper
perfect president. Or very good president. Yeah. Not perfect, but very good.
Yeah. You know.
Did some great things. Michael Harrison on the countdown. We continue in a moment. If you're tired and fed up with the turmoil in government, you may want to dial 800-282-2333 sometime this weekend or now if you want to listen to the question of the week. Are you tired of and fed up with the turmoil in government? If you are, or you want to respond to that question one way or the other, yes or no, 800-282-2333. Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no. Number again, 800-282-2333. There's some very special offers there after you answer the question of the week to the positive or to the negative, whichever you think it is. Our special question of the week and bonuses of the week for you at 800-282-2333. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing the official charts for the week of March 27th to the 31st. Number 10, NBA action and the Final Four. And plus the Raiders going to Las Vegas. All conversation from Sports Talk Radio that's bled over into the world of regular traditional news talk radio. The Koppel Hannity exchange at number 9. Let's see, number 8, Ivanka Trump getting into the White House, what her role will be. Number 7, Britain begins to get out of the European Union. Number 6, more bathroom bill discussion in North Carolina. Number 5, overturning FCC's internet privacy policy. Number 4, the sanctuary cities discussion. Trump travel ban status. Number 3, healthcare overhaul. Number 2, in the campaign and Russia's connection to it, the Trump campaign. That's number 1 this week. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachutes bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. More and more women with a family history of breast cancer are thinking about genetic testing to help address their own risk.
You want to know who was diagnosed with breast cancer? Mother, sister, daughter. We call those your first-degree relatives.
Dr. Sandhya Pruthi says a first-degree relative is more likely to be associated with a heredity risk for cancer. Age is also a factor.
If it's a younger onset first-degree relative, that has more significance in potential being hereditary than someone who has an older age individual like a mother who gets breast cancer at 80.
Dr. Pruthi recommends talking with a genetic counselor first, someone who helps
to counsel on the pros and cons of testing, to decide if this family even meets the criteria to be considered eligible for testing.
They do this by developing a pedigree of the family history and then using models to calculate a hereditary breast cancer risk. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
A reminder from Doug Steffen, for those of you who are running small businesses, medium-sized businesses, Michael and I both have small businesses. And when we need employees, the place we can go and you can go to get great results is ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to 200 job sites. You don't have to do it all on your own. One click does it all. And if you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, you can have the experience of being able to hire the right candidate, the qualified candidate, the best candidate, the quickest way possible, the most efficient way, is to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, get it free. Use it. Doesn't cost you anything. First time around, help yourself to the help from ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Looking for the right employee, this is the way to find the best quality candidates by far. Post your job on ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so the people list this week, the charts for the week of the 27th of March, last week of March 2017, at number 10, Glenn Beck and the Blaze Split. Number 9, Sean Hannity. I guess Ted Koppel, the two of them together, so that constitutes one. Ivanka Trump's at number 8. Neil Gorsuch's candidate for Supreme Court, number 7. Tom Price is at 6. Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, is number 5. Devin Nunes, some people pronouncing it, number 4. Putin is 3. Paul Ryan is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. Interesting that the only lady on the list this week is Ivanka Trump. I wonder how much we'll see that repeated in the next few years and the discussion of whether she ought to have an official White House role or not. All right, so there it is. Doug Steffen here on our Talk Radio Review. All right, we're wrapping up our discussion of the people on the list. Ivanka Trump is on the list, and many people feel that she's the bridge between her father and reality. I don't know about that, but...
You mentioned before that you think that she could control him. I don't think anybody can control him. I think he controls his family. I think
really?
He, oh, yeah. I think he's...
So it's the other way around, then.
I think he's probably a paternal tyrant.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
And I get the feeling Melania keeps her distance. I really believe that.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you see them. That's not a marriage made in heaven. I think he's paying any attention to her at all.
Well, I think she's not paying any attention to him. I get the feeling she doesn't care. And frankly, in a lot of levels, as an outsider observer, who blames her? I personally think the role of first lady is ridiculous anyway. It's a contrivance. And now Ivanka Trump is the first lady. And she's in the role. Whether they call it that or not, she's in the role.
Yeah. She's there, visible.
Yeah. She's doing what the first lady does. And Melania is off living her life with her child and is above the fray.
By the way, when we talk about Sean, I forgot to remind people that if you're followers, as I am, of Up Close and Far Out, Michael Harrison's weekly podcast that you can find at talkers.com or upcloseandfarout.com, he does have a conversation this week with the aforementioned Sean Hannity, who's going to be the winner of one of the impressive, I'm not sure what to call it. I think it's an award that we...
Yeah, it's the Freedom of Speech Award, the Gene Burns Memorial Award for Freedom of Speech. And Sean and I, we have an exclusive interview. It's at upcloseandfarout.com.
Yep, and it's good because you get to hear. I mean, you know, if you listen to Sean, kind of where he's coming from. But Michael always has a good way. And as we said before, we like him. We're friends with him, so it's easy to have a conversation with somebody like that. Check it out, upcloseandfarout.com, Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, 10 before the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And with us, I'm pleased to have my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Should be your friend, too. Everybody should have a friend who's a lawyer. At least one of your friends should be a lawyer you can trust and like. All right? Having said that, Stephen is a lawyer of great note in New England. He also teaches law at Bentley University and has a fabulous website, scamaside.com. I'm going to start there because there has been this week, for whatever the reason, sometimes, you know, they just, these things follow the news cycle,
yeah,
a lot of focus on financial exploitation for older Americans and how much it costs, billions of dollars a year. There are all kinds of things. You look at the study out this week in the National Council on Aging and them getting ripped off. I've told you, I think it's fair. My father got ripped off for $3 million. I mean, he had done well in his latter years and had amassed $3 or $4 million, and he lost $3 million of it in a bad deal. Got 10% of it back.
Yeah.
But he was with a bunch of people that went to one of those lunches and was completely scammed.
Yeah.
And apparently there are tons of these things around, especially with a focus on older folks, Steve.
Very much so. And, you know, it's an interesting thing as to, you know, why are older people so vulnerable? Why are they targeted? Well, the targeting is often easy to explain because it's like, why did the bank robber rob banks? Because that's where the money is.
And
many seniors have accumulated a lifetime of savings. You know, we've always heard about seniors being much more trusting and less skeptical, and there is something to that. And in fact, the University of Iowa did a study that showed that as we age, there's a part of our brain that deals with skepticism that becomes less effective. And so seniors are more trusting, and so they will, you know, they'll listen to these pitches at the free seminars, they'll take the call on of the telemarketer, and oftentimes they just become too trusting, and that's where, you know, family has got to step in and try and get involved. Sometimes, for instance, there are credit cards that will have limits and even kind of like whitelisting. Only certain companies can be used with these cards. So there are a lot of things you can do, but you gotta stay on top of this with aging relatives.
All right, let's talk about some of the people as they affect the legal world. Neil Gorsuch, any question, any doubt that he will be the next Supreme Court justice?
You know, I do have a little bit of doubt, and I think only from a total political standpoint. You did this to our guy Garland, say the Democrats, so we're going to, you know, we're going to filibuster and make life difficult. There's no reason that he should be not put on the Supreme Court. Whether you agree with his philosophy or not, he is eminently qualified, and I think it would be bad for the system, even if I'm not 100% on board with him. To not have him on there. I think this is, the Senate has a limited role, and they should follow that role. They should have had confirmations for Garland, but the proverbial two wrongs doesn't make a right.
Yep. All right. So one of the items on the top 10 list, the story at number 5, has to do with the FCC overturning internet privacy. This has got to be a Supreme Court matter. I can't see this is going to get this. People just say, oh, okay, and walk away from this. Do you see that?
It's tough. This one's really tough. And part of why it's tough is that the technology is always ahead of the law. And so as far as the privacy laws that we have, I don't think they sufficiently protect us. And the way this is done, in essence, what they're saying is that all of these internet providers, as well as other companies with which we deal with on the internet, can take our information, everything about us that comes in there, and they can use that and sell that. And that is, on the good part is, well, now people will know your interests and they can send you advertising for things you want to hear. But there's so much downside to the privacy, and they make a profit on it. We don't have a say in it. We don't get to use the service unless we agree to it. I thought the regulations that were put into effect not that long ago to protect us were good ones, but technically they appear to be within their rights to make these kinds of regulations or do away with them. So I find this very, very disheartening and scary and a slippery slope.
All right. The fellow runs the European Union says if we don't stop messing with them, he's going to make sure Ohio and Texas are encouraged to secede from the Union.
Yeah, they've talked about it before, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, a bunch of characters, man, I'll tell you. You can't take everything seriously. You got to have a smile when it comes to some of these people. That's what makes the world go round, the interesting people that we all have to deal with and talk about. One of them is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, well-known attorney, and here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.